What's up, Mike Mendoza, Fast Real Estate Services, Doza Real Estate Group, Cleveland, Ohio, talking commercial real estate, doing some residential, but we're focusing on commercial brokerage and real estate development at the moment. We are also doing property management for neighborhood retail centers and apartment buildings over 50 units. So if any of that is in your wheelhouse, let's talk. But just going over my day today, we had a meeting most of the early afternoon on managing a property we just acquired, or we didn't acquire, a client engaged us that they just acquired the property, and we are hired as their property managers. And one thing that I can say about utilizing a commercial broker who has experience in acquiring properties is, you know, what we saw in this deal is that the buyer, who now has engaged us and hired us to manage the property, the pro forma rents were, you know, overstated. And you know, some of the rent isn't being collected because the tenants haven't paid. I'm assuming that's through because of hardships through the pandemic and getting back on their feet. And then, you know, some of the tenants just left because they couldn't survive, but they used the rents or supposed rents that were supposed to be there to purchase this building. So I'm hoping they recognize that. I don't know. We're coming into this after they've acquired the building, but when we asked for financial information, leases and things like that, we saw that the buyer of and new owner of the building is working with a pro forma that's basically a third or maybe 40% less than what was used to purchase the building. So hopefully that doesn't hurt them too much. Hopefully we'll be able to lease up the space and maximize the rents as much as possible. But not sure why they didn't have a broker representing them on the buyer side who knew, you know, to ask those questions. But we're seeing this stuff on the back end. Hopefully there were other sources of information that we don't have that they acquired during their due diligence to prove rents were being paid and everything like that. So going into these situations, you get to see all the dirty laundry and stuff that was made and left by the previous owner. And then as property managers, we're sort of cleaning this stuff up for the new owners. And, you know, it's not pretty sometimes. I'm glad it's not one of my buildings that I've acquired or owned myself, because I would be really frustrated and angry that that was the case, that the previous owner wasn't forthcoming as far as the rents and other terms, or not terms, but information about the tenants and terms in their leases that could affect the value of the property. And just seemed like they just put information out there to get the buyer to purchase the property, and if the buyer didn't do their due diligence, that's why they say buyer beware. That's the responsibility of the buyer. So, and if you've never purchased a property like that before, now, you know, whether you buy apartment buildings or retail centers or industrial or office space, there are some nuances to each of those types of properties, and you need to have an experienced broker who has brokered, sold, evaluated, analyzed those type of properties in order to make sure that you're getting the best deal possible. And if it's not the best deal, then one that you can tolerate to make sure that your business ends up with a positive NOI. So talked about that today. And then our second topic, we talked about real estate development. You know, there's all this land out there, and there's projects to be done, and then there's investors that want to invest in these deals. But then I think sometimes people want or investors looking to develop properties and then hiring us as their developer, they want something handed to them on a platter already done. And, you know, what I'm learning in real estate development, it's really a process. And starts with a vision, obviously, but then that vision has multiple iterations as you go along, based on planning, based on construction costs, based on what's realistic in the marketplace to create a building and property for certain users who are going to pay money to use your property as tenants or as consumers. And so really, you know, you start off with an idea, you take that idea and you continue to mold it until it fits into your financial projections to make it profitable, and then also at the same time providing the services that are needed in that community and what's in demand, and then coming up with a decent looking building in light of increased construction costs, delays in supply chain, regulation of your municipalities for what can be there, and so on and so forth. So it's I'm enjoying it. I'm learning and learning about the process and everything that goes into it, and I'm hoping that we can continue to grow this type of business as real estate developers, whether it's in residential or commercial, because, you know, I just enjoy seeing something coming up from the ground up, and then it's creating income for somebody, and it's also providing needed services within the community. So we're going to try and engage some of our investor clients that have been looking to do this. We just need to sit down with them and explain the process and get them to commit some dollars to hire us as their consultant so that we can move them through and develop a property to their liking, and hopefully it will make money for them, and then ultimately that'll make money for us in the long run. So we will keep you updated on those developments, and if you're out there and want to talk about these kinds of things, I would love and appreciate anybody out there to, so that we can chop it up, to understand how you were able to be successful in the real estate development arena, and you know, maybe there's some things that I can help out with in your business. There always is. You know, I'm always looking to, if I'm looking to get help, I'm always willing to give help in any way that I can to add value to your business. So give me a call, 440-941-3692. That's my personal cell phone. Or you can DM me on Instagram at MikeMendoza216. We're also on Facebook under Doza Group Real Estate, or you can look me up under my name, Mike Mendoza, in Cleveland, Ohio. Until the next time, thanks for listening, and we'll hopefully see you here again soon.